All right, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly gathering. Very happy to be here with you. I have Cheryl here with me also on the phone. We don't have internet at the retreat house this morning. I told her I'm guessing it's because of the weather, because there's a layer of ice covering everything. And we have an internet, a wireless internet, so it transfers from one dish to another dish. And they're probably covered with ice right now. So she's on the phone with me. What I'm going to do is play our opening song so that you all can enjoy greeting one another. Of course, as you know, our opening song is We Are Awakening. So here we go.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence. Rising in love, we are awakening to a long forgotten memory. Dawn is great. Everybody here standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder.
I noticed a couple of people said hello from Arkansas or hello from the Ozarks. Of course, that was Sherry and Carla. I'm going to begin making my way that way today. Now, I'll be in Arkansas for Thanksgiving holiday. Also, Lynn made a note in her greeting about Dove. Dove slipped a couple of days ago while walking his dog and broke his hip. As far as I know, he's still in the hospital. Lynn says he's going to try and walk today. I guess he had surgery. Is that right, Lynn? They probably put a steel rod in or something like that if he actually broke the hip. So yeah, he had a rod. Yeah. So that's good that he's going to try walking today. That's pretty fast, actually. So we'll see how he does. Keep us informed. All right. Let me pull out my notes to tell me what the heck to say next. Oh, yeah, the statement of purpose. All right, so this is the statement of purpose. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self. Within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols, we seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. And I chose the statement of purpose today rather than one of our core values for the statement of purpose for the weekly gathering, because today we are going to look at quotes that come from many faiths, many cultures, and use many symbols. And we're looking at these quotes in order to discern one truth and rest in its embrace. So it's a perfect fit with what we're going to be doing today. Let me begin with some announcements. The first announcement actually came out this morning as well in the daily update, and you may have already seen it. It's an announcement about free Zoom training. We are going to Zoom starting on Sunday, December 2nd, which is 2 weeks from today. So we will, you may already know Zoom and be very familiar with Zoom, but some of you may want to be familiarized with it. So we're offering some free trainings. Those trainings will be offered on Thursday, November 29th, Friday, November 30th, and Saturday, December 1. That's the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday just before we open up in Zoom. Thursday's training will be offered by Ken. He's the expert. Friday's training will be offered by me. I am probably the most novice, but I still hope to offer clear training. And then Saturday's training, December 1, will be offered by Jacqueline. I think she might be in the middle of me and Ken. So there you go. You can pick your teacher. Again, Thursday, November 29, Ken will offer the trainings. Friday, November 30th, I will offer the trainings. Saturday, December 1st, Jacqueline will offer the trainings. And the exact times of those trainings are in the post that went out this morning on the daily update. So if you miss the post, what you can do, if you don't get the daily update, what you can do is go to our website, awakening-together.org, and then on the menu bar, click on Things to Read, and then underneath Things to Read, click on Awakening Together News. And when you go, when you open up the Awakening Together News page, you'll find a post there. I think it's the second one down. The title of the post is Mark Your Calendar Free Zoom Training. And if you open up that post, you'll see the times of all the trainings. And what you can do is go ahead and save time for one of them now so that you can get trained in Zoom. We do recommend that all of our speakers go to Zoom training. Ron is asking, will you be sending out an email invite link each Sunday? We won't need to do that. We're going to have a link that's always the same. The very first Sunday, absolutely, we will send out that link. And in fact, the very first Tuesday, we will also send out that link. But once you've clicked the link once, the link will be available to you through the Zoom app. Also, you'll be able to get to it on our website. We will put the link on right on the front page of the website. At the bottom left-hand corner, there's an icon that says Sanctuary Schedule. If you click on that, then right there on that page, there will be a link all the time that goes to the sanctuary. So at any time, people will be able to just go to our website, click on Sanctuary Schedule, click on Enter the Sanctuary and come in. Now that link is not there yet because we are not in Zoom yet, but it will be there by Sunday, December 2nd. So everybody should be able to hopefully find their way. And again, if you don't know Zoom, please seriously consider going to one of the Zoom trainings. My second announcement is that next Sunday is going to be our movie discussion group. It will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which is 5 p.m. Pacific. And this month's movie, Little Buddha. If you're in Gentle Healing Year 2, you've probably seen that I reference Little Buddha as we go through Revelation. In fact, it was referenced again today. So it felt like a fitting movie for us to watch again this month. So this is our movie of the month, and if you haven't watched it yet, there is time to watch it. And then please come and join in the discussion next Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And Jacqueline is saying there's a playlist, which are questions that you can kind of, a play sheet. Yeah, there you go. That's the word, a play sheet in today's post where you can go and get questions and read those questions and answer them as you watch the movie if you'd like to. We typically go over those questions in the movie discussion group. Although you are allowed to share the movie even if it didn't come from the questions. Our next member meeting, our quarterly member meeting, is going to be the first Sunday in December, which is December 2nd, which is in 2 weeks. One of the things that will happen in that meeting is a retreat house update. You know, we're actively working all the time to get the retreat house ready to open up. So we'll be there. Also, Tony Fields is going to be ordained as an Awakening Together minister at that member meeting. She just finished her exam and passed her exam with flying colors. So the next step will be for her to take the minister's oath, and she will do that at that meeting. And Tony, if you're listening, I know I still owe you an email regarding what's expected of you, and I will get that email to you soon. Just been very busy, but I will do that very soon, and we'll make sure you're fully prepared for your ordination by December 2nd. We will also look at how we're doing financially so far in 2018 compared to our budget. And with only 1 month to go, that will give us a pretty clear glimpse at how we're going to end the year. So we'll do that at the member meeting too. Again, the member meeting is Sunday, December 2nd, and that will be at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So next week, 8 p.m. Eastern time is the movie discussion group, and then the following week is the member meeting. Also, our new sanctuary director, Don Fernandez, starts on December 2nd. So this is December 2nd is a pretty big day for us. That's three things happening. It's our first day in Zoom. It's our member meeting. A new Awakening Together minister will be ordained, and our new sanctuary director starts. So it's a pretty big day for us. She will train with Ken for the first week. So from December 2nd to December 5th, she'll be here in Pueblo, and she'll be spending a lot of time with Ken, getting trained by Ken. Ken's last day as sanctuary director will be at the end of the day on December 5th. And then Don will take over fully as the sanctuary director after that, especially when we open the sanctuary the following Sunday on December 9th. So Don, we're very excited about starting that relationship with you. And then my last announcement is that the sanctuary is going to be closed this Wednesday for Thanksgiving preparation. We typically close on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving because some people travel that day. Some people have guests arriving at their house day. Some people are baking pies, cakes, and cookies that day. So we like to give everybody the space they need on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving in order to do all of those that they do, both our speakers and our staff. So the sanctuary is closed this Wednesday, but of course we'll open up on Sunday at our regular time. And that concludes my announcements. So today, the quotes we're going to be sharing later, Cheryl will read them for us, but the quotes we're going to be sharing come from the Italy Contemplation Guide. And really what I'm going to be looking at today are the quotes that stuck with me the most, the quotes that still come up. Somebody will be saying something to me, and this quote will come up in my mind coaching me while I'm listening. So I'm going to go over those quotes with you. So since we're going to be really looking at what the Italy pilgrimage meant to me, I thought I would open up with a song that was playing in my head the whole time we were in Italy. Everywhere we went, the song was playing in my head. So this is Dean Martin, and the song is That's Amore.
When boy meets girl, here's what they say. When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance down the street with a clot at your feet, you're in love. When you walk in a dream, but you know you're not dreaming, signore. Scusa me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
In a dream,
but you know
you're not dreaming.
Excuse me, but you see, back in old Napoli, that's amore.
Amore,
that's amore.
So why don't we close our eyes? We'll begin with a moment of silence until a prayer begins to come. And then when a prayer comes, I'll share the prayer out loud. That's amore. That's love. What I hear in the song, that's amore, is joy. And for me, love and joy are synonymous. Joy, of course, is what St. Francis represents to nearly everyone. Joy, love, truth, realization, they're synonymous. When we're lost in illusion, when we're focused on form, when our attention is very outward, joy can seem lost, which means love is lost. But when we're awake to the moment, and we're present, and we're innocent and trusting, there's joy. There's love. That's amore. My prayer is that we will each see the obstacles to love's presence in our own minds, so that we can experience amore each and every moment, madly in love with truth. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do now is turn the mic over to Cheryl, and she's going to read these quotes. So Cheryl, please go ahead.
And I just want to do a shout out real quick to Don and Tony and Ken. I love you and I appreciate everyone, but I just wanted to do it before I read. Okay, so quotes from our contemplative journey in Italy. The ego believes that to accomplish its goal is, but it is given you to know that God's function is yours, and happiness cannot be found apart from your joint will. From A Course in Miracles, The Dynamics of the Ego. This is the struggle of every person. Be free or be a slave. From Pope Francis. There is a celebrated saying by the French writer Leon Boy, who in the last moments of his life said, "The only real sadness in life is not becoming a saint." Let us not lose the hope of holiness. Let us follow this path. From Pope Francis. God will come upon you in your willingness to see nothing else. From NTI 1 Peter. He who desires anything else but God deceives himself utterly. Saint Philip Neri. This is your lifetime. It could end at any time. Where is your attention? Where is your prayer? Where is your song? From Kutana. Don't be addicted to your own self-image or to anything else that promises cheap fulfillment or an easy escape from problems. From Saint Benedict. There's no sense acting like you've achieved sainthood. Instead, work on becoming a saint in every little thing you do, so your actions might one day speak for themselves. From Saint Benedict. In my soul, there is a temple, a shrine, a mosque, a church that dissolve in God. By Rabia. It was easy to love God in all that was beautiful. The lessons of deeper knowledge, though, instructed me to embrace God in all things. From St. Francis. And the last quote, never forget that the way which leads to heaven is narrow, that the gate leading to life is narrow and low, that there are but few who find it and enter by it. And if there be some who go in and tread the narrow path for some time, there are but very few who persevere therein. As St. Clair.
Thank you.
Letting go of the mic.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you very, very much. I will say I'm really enjoying working with Cheryl. In the way that I am now. I know she's been the AT Sanctuary Director, but my contact with her was still minimal. And now her and Jacqueline and I are working together in a very close physical team. And it's very sweet.
Thank you, Regina.
You're welcome. All right, so what I would like to do is just go over these quotes again. I'll kind of go over them by one and share why these quotes stuck in my mind more than any of the others. So the first quote, as Cheryl pointed out, comes from A Course in Miracles, Dynamics of the Ego. And it's interesting because when we were contemplating the quotes from A Course in Miracles, Dynamics of the Ego, what we were doing was walking around the Roman Colosseum, where I'm sure you guys know is where they have what we call now the games. We were told by our tour guide they did not call them games. They called them offerings, like making an offering to the Roman gods. But we call them games. And as we know, these games were very, very violent, typically to the death, right? So we're walking around the Colosseum, and our tour guide, Marco, is telling us all about the details of these offerings. And we're contemplating the Course in Miracles, Dynamics of the Ego. And I actually did quite a bit of journaling while walking around there. And I could go back and read my journal, and my mind would be refreshed on all of the insight I had while there. But this insight is the one that stuck with me. I don't have to go back and look at my journal, right? In fact, that's true of all these insights. I don't have to go back and look at what I wrote. They're the ones that just really found their way in and stuck. So again, the quote is, the ego believes that to accomplish its goal is happiness. But it has given you to know that God's function is yours. And happiness cannot be found apart from your joint will. So what this says to me is that I need to be in a state of caution, you know, like paying attention at caution. I need to be at caution to any time the ego whispers in my mind that something will make me happy other than, I'm going to call it other than complete devotion to the purpose of awakening. Anytime the mind tells me that something will make me happy other than the complete devotion to awakening, it is attempting to distract me from the complete devotion to awakening. And, you know, certainly the mind just has all kinds of things that can make us happy, from cookies to particular relationships to having things go our way, right? I mean, it's just a myriad of things. And so it's about being at caution, right, for that deception. I mean, that's a lie. And seeing it as a deception, and therefore disregarding it because I don't want to be deceived, right? Again, listen to this quote very carefully. The ego believes that to accomplish its goal is happiness. And of course, its goal is what I'm going to call autonomy, right? That would be the belief in me. and number one is most important, number one being me, right? But autonomy. And so the ego believes that to accomplish its goal is happiness. But it has given you to know. I mean, this is guidance, right? We're asked to remember, to know and to remember and not forget. But it has given you to know that God's function is yours. And happiness cannot be found apart from your joint will. So, you know, when the ego tells me that something else will make me happy, it's lying. It's deceiving me, or at least attempting to deceive me. And that's how I need to see it. And that's very important, because I don't think most of us see these little ideas of what will make me happy as deceptions. In fact, we see them as, oh yeah, I do want that cookie. Oh yeah, I do want, you know, this relationship. And oh yeah, I do want to get out of that relationship. And oh yeah, I do want things to go my way. And oh yeah, I do want the internet to work this morning. And oh yeah, you know, like we believe them. We believe them. And every time we do, our attention turns away from our purpose. We literally forget our purpose in the moment that we believe something else will make us happy, right? So it's just the ego's way of turning our attention away from our purpose. So that's the first thing that's really stuck with me, that the ego's little whispers of what will make me happy, each and every one of them, not some of them, each and every one of them is a deception. And of course, that doesn't mean I won't eat cookies. Let me see, how many cookies did I eat yesterday? It was a big cookie day, because Jasmine brought home cookies from Fort Collins, and we made cookies from my mom's childhood for her because she came to dinner. So this was an unusual cookie day. I typically don't eat this many cookies in a month. But yesterday I ate, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to say 6 cookies because one of the cookies was as big as 2 cookies. So I'll say I had 6 cookies yesterday. 6 cookies. And you know what my ego was saying to me yesterday? Well, of course, the ego, first, eating the cookies will make you happy. Second, oh my God, you're a fat pig. You can't be happy eating these cookies. So the job is just to disregard the ego completely, right? The job is just to disregard the ego completely. Just be in the moment. And guess what? The flow of yesterday here was eating cookies. Yeah, that was allowing what was showing up. Exactly. The flow of yesterday here was eating cookies. And that's what we did. Yeah. Exactly. And so, you know, the ego is very, very tricky, right? In fact, the ego can even take this little discussion on cookies and say, oh, no, no. I'll be happy if I eat a cookie. That means I can't have a cookie, right? And that's not what we're saying. We're saying that just don't be distracted from your purpose. You might still have a cookie, but we want to learn to keep our attention focused inwardly and on our purpose at all times, regardless of what's happening on the outside. Ron has written gluten, sugar, and dairy. Oh my, that's kind of funny. Yeah. So again, let me read that quote again, and then I'll move on to the next quote. The ego believes that to accomplish its goal is happiness, but it is given you to know that God's function is yours, and happiness cannot be found apart from your joint will. That's what we want to remember, right? God's function is ours, and happiness cannot be found apart from our joint will with God, which is actually remembering who we are or what we are. And any other idea that something else could make us happy is a deception. It's a lie. Distraction. The next quote is from Pope Francis. This is the struggle of every person, be free or be a slave. And what I like about that quote is it lays out there are only two choices. And interestingly, the choices aren't what you think they are, or at least not what the average person thinks they are. The average person thinks that they're free when they get, quote, my way. Right? When I get what I want, I'm free. If I don't get what I want, I'm not free. And that's not true, right? That's the first deception we just talked about. That's the ego lying to you, telling you you'll be happy if you get things your way. That's the deception. The freedom, the freedom is being so connected to God, to spiritual intuition, to truth, that you don't perceive any difference between you and God. Any idea of separation is completely disappeared. You don't perceive any difference between you and your brother, between you and the weather, between you and anything. So it's exactly the opposite of the ego's idea of happiness. The ego's idea of happiness is autonomy, right? But that's actually slavery. As you saw that I mentioned when we were in NTI Revelation, which you guys still are. I've moved on. I'm in Inner Ramana now because I'm ahead of you. But as you saw in NTI Revelation and Gentle Healing, I actually used what I thought was some pretty strong language, but Revelation is time for pretty strong language. I said that if you're believing your conditioning, you are a dumb robot. And it's important that we see that. If we're just believing the thoughts that come into our mind and we're reacting and living based on those thoughts, that's when we're the slave. That's when we're the dumb robot. Our ego may be telling us we're free because we're getting things my way. But in reality, we're a completely enslaved by thought. And we have no idea what freedom is. You know, if thought allows us to be happy, sure, we're happy temporarily. But as soon as thought orders us to be frustrated, we're frustrated. As soon as thought orders us to be angry, we're angry. As soon as thought orders us to be afraid, we're afraid. We're slaves. We're dumb robots. And Pope Francis, in his wisdom, says this is the struggle of every person. Be free or be a slave. These are the choices that you have available to you in your lifetime. Are you going to remain an ignorant slave of the ego? Or are you going to struggle, he uses the word struggle, and I think it's a fair word, to be free? As you move forward in NTI Revelation in the tips, what you're going to find is I start talking about how the addiction to mental chatter is the greatest human addiction of all. It's greater than the addiction to nicotine, to heroin, to food, to alcohol or any other addiction that someone may have. All of those addictions are merely symptoms of the greatest addiction, which is the addiction to mental chatter, the addiction to believing thought. And just like if you've ever had to let go of any addiction, you know that there was a struggle, right? You have to make a decision to let go of the addiction, and then there are times when the feeling comes over you to go back and smoke that cigarette or take that drug, right, or drink that drink or eat that box of cookies. And you have a strong desire and a willpower in order to let those strong cravings pass you by and to stick to your decision to be free of the addiction. Same thing. The struggle of every person, be free or be a slave to the mind, to thought, to mental chatter. And so it's important to recognize that our happiness cannot be found apart from our joint will. But in order to genuinely give ourselves to our joint will, we need to free ourselves of the addiction of the ego, of the individual mind. And that can, at some points in the journey, be more like a struggle, something we have to work very hard at. Now, the next quote by Pope Francis says, there is a celebrated saying by the French writer Léon Bloy, who in the last moments of his life, and I think that's really important part of this quote, what Pope Francis is about to quote is something that Léon Bloy said when he was dying, right? Like at the end of life, this is what he wanted to say. So there is a celebrated saying by the French writer Léon Bloy, who in the last moments of his life said, the only real sadness in life is not becoming a saint. And then Pope Francis continues, let us not lose the hope of holiness. Let us follow this path. Now for me, when I hear the word saint, what that really means to me is someone who has awakening. So the only real sadness in life is not awakening, not realizing your truth, not becoming free, right? Remaining a slave to mental chatter. And so what this says to me is that struggle is worth it. You know, even if we have to struggle for awakening, struggle to overcome the belief in mental chatter, struggle to let go of resistance, struggle to, in some cases, make ourselves sit down and get into contemplation, meditation, which usually once we get into it, it's not a struggle because the heart takes over, but just overcome the ideas of the other things that we have to do and sit down and do it, right? That struggle, getting over the hump, that struggle is worth it. Because at the end of life, the only thing that really matters is whether we became free or remained a slave. The only thing that really matters is whether we awakened to our truth or whether we're dying in ignorance, right? It's a very important quote for those of us to think about who do not perceive ourselves as near death now. You know, what happens when we do not perceive ourselves as near death now is that we kind of take time for granted. We take time for granted. But if you did perceive yourself as near death now, and this is what we contemplated as we were walking around Pompeii, you might not take time. In fact, you likely would not take time for granted if you had 1 year left in life. You have 1 year left in life with this year. You might have so many other things that distract you now and pour yourself more deeply into contemplation, meditation, and maybe a few other things like time with people that you care about. But you would really narrow the ideas of how you wanted to spend your time, and you would focus your time fully in whatever ways were most important to you. And if awakening is genuinely important to you in that last year of your life, you would certainly make time for awakening. In fact, you would drop a lot of things in order to make time for awakening. So this is what Pope Francis says. There is a celebrated saying by the French writer Léon Bloy, who in the last moments of his life said, "The only real sadness in life is not becoming a saint. Let us not lose the hope of holiness. Let us follow this path, or let us continue that struggle to be free or be a slave." Next was a quote from NTI 1 Peter, "God will come upon you in your willingness to see nothing else, to see everything and everyone as God, or to see everything and everyone as consciousness, or the reflection of truth," whatever words strike your heart. Whenever we choose to see someone as something other than God, we are choosing ego autonomy, right? Think about this. This goes for everyone in your life. Everyone, you know, that we know through television news, right? It's all God. Now, some of it is God playing the game of human life in a world, what the Hindus call Leela, right? But it's all God. You love it, you trust it because it's God, not because of the appearance. And in your willingness to see nothing but God, that sight genuinely comes to your eyes. That becomes a genuine experience. But if you continue to want to see everyone and that your conditioning sees them, that your judgments see them, you're being distracted away from purpose. Now, this doesn't mean that you necessarily see everything and everyone as God now. It just means that's your constant prayer. You know, we don't want to fake it. In fact, we have a quote coming up about that in a little bit. But if I am looking at someone and I notice my mind is judging them and there's no way I can see this person as God, then what I want to do inside myself is say, "There's see this person as God right now, but I'm willing. Help me to see whatever I need to see in me. Where's the obstacle?" Right? It's that willingness. God will come upon you in your willingness to see nothing else, which again means we can't forget our purpose. You know, if I'm believing the ego, when there's somebody in front of me that I'm judging, what I might think is, my happiness comes from you being different. My happiness comes from you doing this my way, right? That's the deception again. But if I'm remembering my purpose, then I remember my happiness comes from my joint will with God, which is being God and seeing as God. And again, self-honesty is important. We're to lie to ourselves and pretend like I see you as God when I don't. We're here to be honest and say, "I do not see this one as God. In fact, I can't even imagine seeing this one as God. But I am willing to. Help me to see what is in me that is blocking the awareness of God," right? So in your willingness to see nothing else. Next, we have a quote from St. Philip Neri, "He who desires anything else but God deceives himself utterly." You know, again, this fits with the very first quote about the ego believes that to accomplish its goal is happiness. But it is given you to know that God's function is yours. I said that whenever the ego tells us anything else will make us happy, it's a deception. Well, that's what Philip Neri is saying too. He who desires anything else but God deceives himself utterly. You know, so who was it? I think it was it Shauna? Who was it that shared in Gentle Healing on Tuesday night? Maybe it wasn't Shauna. It was someone who shared in Gentle Healing on Tuesday. Oh, no, it was Nancy. Nancy shared in Gentle Healing on Tuesday night that awakening wasn't really her purpose, right? And she talked about what her purpose was. And then she went to Inner Wisdom. And Inner Wisdom told her that awakening was her purpose, right? So it was the mind, it was the ego that was deceiving her, right? Saying that's not what really what you want. When she went within and got deeper with Inner Wisdom said, yes, that is what you want, right? And that's a Philip Neria saying, he who desires, or we could say he who thinks he desires anything else but God deceives himself utterly. Like the idea that you could want anything other than awakening is the ego's deception. The idea that you could want anything less than awakening is the ego's deception. And if you take the time to go all the way within and get in touch with your heart, there's only one desire there. Because there's only one desire in the mind of consciousness. And you are in the mind of consciousness. And so when you go deep within, you get in touch with that only desire, and all other desires fade away in that moment. But if you're not completely down, completely in touch with that desire, you can think you want other things, or you can think you want less than awakening, or you can think you're not fully motivated to awaken. But that's when you're being deceived. That's when you're listening to the ego's ideas of autonomy, right? You're believing the deception. It's not true. You do want awakening more than anything else. We all do, because it's one consciousness. That's the one desire for all of us, right? He who desires anything else but God deceives himself utterly. Saint Philip Neri. And then we come to an excerpt from a song by Kirtana. This is your lifetime. It could end at any time. Where is your attention? Where is your prayer? Where is your song? Yesterday, my mom came here for lunch. She's been, last couple weeks, she's been at her new condo in La Vida. Today she's leaving to go back home to Alabama. Yesterday she came here for lunch before leaving. And she was only about a half hour late, but she was late. And my mom is not one to be late, you know, just like I'm not. You know, we're on time people. And so as soon as my mom walked in the door, she apologized and then told me why she was late. One of her stepsons is named Jamie. And Jamie has a son, Corey, 28 years old. Yesterday, just before to come here from La Vida, the phone rang and she answered it. And Corey, while exiting the highway, had somehow hit a light pole and was killed. And that had just happened 45 minutes prior. And she got that phone call just as she was leaving. Of course, she took time to talk on the phone and to be with Corey's father, her stepson, Jamie. This is why she was focused on health and fitness. I don't know where he was going with this. And that's what Kirtana is telling us. This is your life. Lifetime, which means you get to pick. You get to pick. Right? This is. And it could end at
Regina, you've dropped the mic. You might want to turn off your camera in case you're using up too much bandwidth. Okay, Regina has left the room. Don't know whether she got dropped or left to reestablish her connection. Yes, Jay, the need for Zoom, less issues with bandwidth, with connection, with taking the mic, all of the joys of Pal Talk. Thank you, Fran. All right. Yes. Yeah, Zoom will help. It is a much more stable platform. One of the reasons why our president, Phil Frisk, was so excited about our switching to Zoom. He's the one who pushed for it, and we thank him for that. More, we will start on December 2nd. That's 3 weeks from today. Yeah, no, 2 weeks from today. And that's when Don will be here with me. And we will have co-sanctuary directors. And Don will get to visit the cold versus the warmth of Tampa. We never know whether it will be snowing, Don. It may. We're having to ice our steps off our back deck. Regina's calling me, so hang on. Hi, Regina.
Hey, can you put me on? I have no internet.
You're on.
All right. Hey, everyone. So I have no internet now, so hopefully you can still hear me okay. You know, this really fits well with what we're talking about, right? Because we're talking about, again, do I get distracted or do we get distracted? Like, do I think, you know, do I get all upset because I don't have the internet? This is a weekly gathering. You know, I was in the middle of inspiration, right? And do I want something? Like, do I want to not have an interruption? Is purpose what's important, right? You know, it's all God, it's all perfect, it's all joy, you know? And this is what we're talking about. And this is where the deception comes in that I've talked about, right? The deception could be, I want the internet to work right. You know, I want this weekly gathering to go off flawlessly. If I want the internet to work right, I am deceived. He who desires anything else but God deceives himself utterly. If I want the weekly gathering to go off perfect, whatever the heck that means, I am deceived. He desires anything else but God deceives himself utterly. And the quote I was on, Cortana, this is your lifetime. It could end at any time. Today, I travel today. It's icy out today. My life could end today. Corey's life ended yesterday. Where's my attention now? Right? What's important now? Where's my prayer now? Where's my song now? And that takes us to our next quote, which was from Saint Benedict. Don't be addicted to your own self-image or to anything else that promises cheap fulfillment or an easy escape from problems. So don't be addicted to my own self-image. Right, my self-image as clear my self, I mean, I don't know, what kind of self-images can I have? Whatever self-image the President Minister of Awakening Together could have, that image I want to project out to you, right? The self-image of flawless technology and Awakening Together. Which would be stupid if I had that, but especially here. But, you know, any self-image that I might want to project out to you, don't be addicted to your self-image. And remember what I said, that self-image, of course, comes from my own mental chatter. And remember, the addiction to my own mental chatter is the greatest of all addictions. So when Saint Benedict says, don't be addicted to your own self-image, he's asking us to let go of the greatest of all addictions, which takes us back to Pope Francis. This is the struggle of every person, be free or be a slave. Which also takes us back to Leon Bloy. The only real sadness in life is not becoming a saint. He says, don't be addicted to your own self-image or to anything else that promises cheap fulfillment or an easy escape from problems. And remember, I said all other addictions are just symptoms of the primary addiction. And I think that's what Saint Benedict is saying too. You may not recognize it as an addiction to your own self-image, right? An addiction to food, addiction to smoking cigarettes, an addiction to alcohol, heck, an addiction to caffeine, you know, having to have a Diet Coke with you all the time, you know, an addiction to anything. You know, look around. What are you addicted to? What can you, quote, not do without? If you came to the retreat house, and I'm not saying we'll do this, but if you came to the retreat house and we said, you can't have that, while you're here, what would drive you crazy? What would drive you crazy if you couldn't have that? Right? That's an addiction. If you can't do without it for a week, it's an addiction, assuming it's not a bodily need, like going to the bathroom or eating food, just any food that we serve you, right? Don't be addicted to your own self-image or to anything else that promises cheap fulfillment or an easy escape from problems. Right? Because every time you do, you're believing the deception that something other than your joint will with God could bring you happiness. He who desires anything else but God deceives himself utterly. Don't be addicted to your own self-image or to anything else that promises cheap fulfillment or an easy escape from problems. The next quote is also from Saint Benedict. There's no sense acting like you've achieved sainthood. This is what I said earlier. When we get to a quote that says, don't fake it. Don't pretend like you see your brother as God when you don't, right? There's no sense acting like you've achieved sainthood. Instead, work on becoming a saint in every little thing you do, so your actions might one day speak for themselves. Right? This is the struggle of every person, to be free or to be a slave. This is your lifetime. It could end at any time. Where is your attention? Where is your prayer? Where is your song? Work on becoming a saint in every little thing you do, so your actions might one day speak for themselves. There's no sense acting like you've achieved sainthood. There's no sense in acting spiritual. There's no sense in projecting forward a self-image as of a spiritual or awakened being. In fact, don't be addicted to your own self-image or anything else that promises cheap fulfillment, right? And certainly pretending to be awake promises cheap fulfillment. There's no sense acting like you've achieved sainthood. Instead, work on becoming a saint in every little thing you do, so your actions might one day speak for themselves. And then Rabia, who really speaks about how to, quote, become a saint. She says, in my soul, there is a temple a shrine, a mosque, a church that dissolve in God. What that says to me is first there is this personal feeling of devotion when she goes in, when she goes into contemplation or meditation. There's this me and the feeling of devotion, me and the feeling of home, right? Me and the feeling of God. But then that dissolves. That dissolves, and all there is God, or all there is self, or all there is consciousness. But it's, again, it's taking that time to go within that deep and not rushed, not I have half an hour for this morning and then I have to get running. It's somehow we all have to find in our lives, I often use 2 hours as the symbol. 2 hours is the amount of time that we should set aside. You know, if we can go within for 2 hours, we will probably achieve some depth. And that's not a rushed 2 hours, right? But if we can find 2 hours a day where we're not focused on anything but our contemplation or meditation, we will probably each day, at least eventually, start touching this place that Rabia is referring to. But we won't do it in a rushed morning contemplation or a rushed morning meditation. Again, this is your lifetime. It could end at any time. Where is your attention? Where is your prayer? Where is your song? Rabia says, in my soul, there is a temple, a shrine, a mosque, a church that dissolve. That dissolve in God. And then we come to St. Francis. St. Francis says, it was easy to love God in all that was beautiful. The lessons of deeper knowledge, though, instructed me to embrace God in all things. This takes us back to seeing God in everything. God will come upon you in your willingness to see nothing else. We're not just talking about God in the beautiful. God in the flowers, God in the wind. We're talking about God in the ugly, God in the evil, God in the frightening. God will come upon you in your willingness to see nothing else. To see nothing else. Your willingness to see nothing else. St. Francis says, it was easy to love God in all that was beautiful. The lessons of deeper knowledge, though, instructed me to embrace God in all things. Embrace God in an internet that doesn't work. Embrace God in bills that we don't know how they're going to be paid. Embrace God in the person that's angry at me right now. Embrace God in this pain I feel in my feet. And trust me, St. Francis did that. He embraced God in the pain that he felt in his eyes. It was easy to love God in all that was beautiful. The lessons of deeper knowledge, though, instructed me to embrace God in all things. He who desires anything else but God deceives himself utterly. And God will come upon you in your willingness to see nothing else. And now for my final quote. Never forget that the way which leads to heaven is narrow. That the gate leading to life is narrow and low. That there are but few who find it and enter by it. And if there be some who go in and tread the narrow path for some time, there are but very few who persevere therein. To me, this quote is the most important of them all. Because this quote says that many of us will genuinely start this path. Many of us will genuinely seek freedom. But we don't finish. You know, we get caught up at some point in whatever our service is, and it becomes the new routine. And it no longer has the focus of the heart that it originally did. If you guys heard the guidance that I received about leadership when I was in San Damiano, that guidance spoke about having the heart and the stamina. That stamina is the stamina to remain with the heart that you started this spiritual path with, the eagerness that you started with, right? The focus that you started with, not losing it in what becomes a routine spiritual service or a routine spiritual life. You know, don't let, I used to tell people on the Italy pilgrimage, I said, it's up to you. You know, this can be a contemplative journey through Italy, or it can deteriorate to a vacation. And that's up to you. Well, it's the same thing with our spiritual path. It can remain a very heart-focused, purpose-focused, intentional spiritual path, or it can, at some point, deteriorate to routine. Never forget that the way which leads to heaven is narrow, that the gate leading to life is narrow and low, that there are but few who find it and enter by it. And if there be some who go in and tread the narrow path for some time, there are but very few who persevere therein. And I leave you with that. And what I will attempt to do now is play a song over the phone. We'll see how this works. Of course, Ken can post a link for you to donate if you choose to donate. But what I request is that you contemplate the quotes and the sharing that came through today. And this is another song that was with me the entire time that we were in Italy. In fact, the entire time that we've been raising money and building this retreat house. The song is called Stone by Stone, and it comes from Brother Sun, Sister Moon. Open it up to see if any of you have anything to share. So listening up.
Regina, there's no hands up now, but there was a question about from Amore. Could he get copies of the quotes that you and Cheryl have been reading?
Yeah, what I will do, Ken, is I will send that to you, and then you can post it. Well, actually, I'll upload it to Drive HQ, and then I'll just send you the link, and you can post it with the post. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Now, nobody has their hand up. Do you want to do your closing comments and your closing song, and then we'll move to fellowship?
Yeah, absolutely, I can do that. And it's interesting because actually, I didn't think about it until I played the song. I was playing Stone by Stone from YouTube, which means I actually do have internet. And in fact, when I realized that, I tried to get back into Pal Talk, and I won't connect. I can't connect into Pal Talk. So interestingly, my problem wasn't an internet problem. It's somehow a Pal Talk problem that's affecting me and not everyone. I don't know why. but Stone by Stone played from YouTube just fine, but I still can't get into Pal Talk. So maybe, again, it was just God, right? Just demonstrating that everything is God, right? And again, this is what we forget. We think things are supposed to go well, go my way, right? And it is, as St. Francis said, let me read that quote one more time from St. Francis. It was easy to love God in all that was beautiful. Or I could say it was easy to love God when everything was going my way, when everything was going the way I think it should, right? And another way to say that is it would be easy to be happy when everything's going the way I think it should, right? It was easy to love God in all that was beautiful. The lessons of deeper knowledge, though, instructed me to embrace God in all things. We say the lessons of deeper knowledge, though, instructed me to be happy under all circumstances. Unconditional happiness, right? Even when things don't seem to be going the way I think they should. Be happy. And, of course, we all know that's the lesson of Chapter 15, of The Untethered Soul by Michael Singer. That is also the lesson of the Loving All Method by Michael Langford. Oh, here comes Pal Talk. Now that I'm finishing, it just popped up. So let me hang up the phone, come in, well, let me make sure I can get in, and then I can come in and play the closing song right there. So it's like God said, yep, you get it, and then gave me Pal Talk back. All right, hanging up the phone.
All right, releasing the mic to you, Regina.
That's funny, don't you guys think? So now I can play this last song right here directly in Pal Talk. So my closing song is very much related to the quote that we had from St. Philip Neri, who said, "He who desires anything else but God deceives himself utterly." In other words, there is an ancient voice that's calling us, and it's calling each and every one of us to awaken. And that's this song, Behold, an Ancient Voice is Calling Us, by a group called The River's Voice.
Behold, behold, an ancient voice is calling us. Behold, behold, all over the sky, an ancient voice is calling us. Behold, behold. Behold, behold, an ancient voice is calling us. Behold, behold, all over the sky, an ancient voice is calling us. Behold, 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 an ancient voice is calling us. Behold, behold, all over the sky, an ancient voice is calling us. All over the sky, an ancient voice is calling us. An ancient voice is calling us. Behold, behold, all over the sky, an ancient voice is calling us. All over the sky, an ancient voice is calling us. An ancient voice is calling us. Behold, behold, all over the sky, an ancient voice is calling us. All over the sky, us behold. An ancient voice is calling us behold, behold. All over the sky, an ancient voice is calling us behold. All over the sky, an ancient voice is calling us behold, behold.
An ancient voice is calling us all over the sky. An ancient voice is calling us. And whenever we think we want anything but God, anything but truth, anything but awakening, we are deceiving ourselves. It is the ego's deception. And if we take the time to go deep within, as Rabia spoke of, we will find the only thing that we want is truth. The only thing that we want is awakening. And if we just keep going within, we'll find it. We'll find awakening is right there. Always has been and has never fallen asleep at all. I'm releasing the mic. Thank you.